Again, welcome to your City Hall. It is November 3rd, 2025, and I'm going to call the City of Iowa City meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Alter.
Here.
Burgess.
Here.
Harmsen.
Here.
Moe.
Here.
Saleh.
Here.
Teague.
Here.
Wyline.
Here.
All right. Well, we are going to get started in our agenda. Item number two is proclamations. 2A is Color the World Orange for CRPS. RSD, Awareness Day. Whereas complex regional pain syndrome, also known as reflex sympathetic dystrophy, is a nerve disorder that causes chronic pain. And whereas the symptoms of CRPS, RSD, are often described as burning that is out of proportion to the severity of the initial injury and can include swelling and extreme sensitivity to stretch, to touch. And whereas, while CRPS, RSD, was first identified during the Civil War, it remains a poorly understood condition which has no cure. And whereas the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke and other institutes of the National Institutes of Health support research relating to CRPS, RSD. And whereas members of the CRPS-RSD community will spread awareness in November, and whereas on November 3rd, 2025, members of the CRPS-RSD community will celebrate the 12th annual Color the World Orange Day to spread awareness of the poorly understood pain disorder. Now, therefore, I, Bruce Teague, Mayor of Iowa City, do hereby proclaim the month of November 2025 to be CRPS Awareness Month, and do hereby proclaim Monday, November 3rd, 2025 as Color of the World Orange for CRPS RSD Awareness Day in Iowa City, Iowa. And to receive this proclamation is Emily Hanna and Michael Hanna. Great.
Hi, I'm Iyad Hanna. My brother Mazen has CRPS, the work that you do and this proclamation that we've had the last 3 years now makes a huge difference for him. It's easy to not feel seen, heard, valued, and supported when you're dealing with things that other people might not understand, and nobody can understand anybody else's lived experience. I see all these signs out here. And I agree with that. Everybody needs to feel seen, heard, valued, and supported in this country, no matter who they are. And this is part of that. I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to move on to our consent agenda. Items 3 through 8, could I get a motion to approve, please?
So move, Saleh.
Second, Mo.
Anyone from the public like to discuss this topic? If you're online, please raise your virtual hand. Seeing no one wanting to address these topics, items 3 through 8. Council discussion.
A quick question for our city manager. 7A Taft Avenue, I understand this is the public hearing for acquiring ag land, but is the actual construction next summer or the following summer?
Be a couple years out.
2 years out. Okay. Thank you.
Roll call, please.
Harmsen.
Yes.
Moe.
Yes.
Sala.
Yes.
Teague.
Yes.
Wyline.
Yes.
Alter.
Yes.
Burgess.
Yes.
Motion passes 7-0. All right. We're going to move on to a community comment. This is an opportunity for anyone in the community that would like to speak to come forth. If you are here and you want to speak, will you please raise your hand and I'll see how many individuals want to speak.
Seven.
So 7 and 8. All right, great. Everyone will be given 3 minutes each. If you need extended time because of interpretation, I will allow that. Great. Welcome. Please state your name and city you're from.
Buenas tardes.
Primero que todo, damos gracias al Consejo por la oportunidad que nos dan para expresarnos con libertad.
Good evening. First of all, I just want to thank all of you for giving us the opportunity to speak freely.
Mi nombre es Eva Castro. Estoy aquí porque creo que la familia y los trabajadores emigrantes merecemos dignidad.
My name is Eva Castro, and I'm here because I feel like families and immigrants deserve dignity.
Que en lugar de nuestros trabajos seamos respetados.
And that our workplaces are respected.
Y que no haya injusticia.
And that we don't have injustices.
Como todos sabemos, somos la familia de Jorge Eliezer González.
Like you all know, we're the family of Jorge.
Trabajador emigrante, violentado, arrestado, sin orden de arresto.
A worker who was violently taken without an order of arrest.
Y sin apoyo en su lugar laboral.
And without any support from his workplace.
Por eso, en nombre de las familias y de los emigrantes trabajadores,
so for this, in the name of all the families, immigrant families, and workers,
pedimos con mucho respeto,
we ask with lots of respect,
que sea aprobada la resolución del debido proceso,
that you pass the resolution,
y la seguridad laboral,
and workplace safety.
Ya que yo también trabajo en un lugar del downtown.
I also work in a downtown place.
Y también tengo miedo o temor.
I also fear, have fear.
Ser atropellada de la misma forma como fue Jorge Eliezer.
To be taken by the same form that Jorge was.
En ningún momento su empleador ni ningún compañero.
In no minute did his worker or other employees.
Lo ayudaron e intervinieron por él.
Helped him or intervened for him.
Creo que debió de ser por la falta de información.
I think this is in part because of the lack of education.
De cómo defendernos o cómo ayudarnos ante esa situación.
Regarding how to defend us and how to help us when these situations arise.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you.
Now I'm going to ask people to refrain from clapping, but please welcome.
Dice que no puede dar aplauso.
Okay.
From reactions, is yes.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Welcome. Please state your name and city you're from.
Buenas tardes. Mi nombre es Mary Laura Castro Fuentes. Soy residente de aquí de Iowa City.
Good afternoon. My name is Laura Castro. I'm a resident of Iowa City.
Estoy aquí porque estoy aquí para mostrarles nuestro caso y que esto no vuelva a pasar con otra familia.
I'm here to demonstrate what happened to us and so that this doesn't happen to anyone else again.
Como ya conocen, Jorge Eliezer fue arrestado el 25 de septiembre.
You all know Jorge Eliezer was arrested the 25th of September.
Sin ninguna orden judicial.
Without an warrant.
No estamos exigiendo que las empresas vayan contra ICE, sino que exijan algo judicial al momento de llevarse a los trabajadores.
We're not asking that businesses interfere with ICE, but there's some kind of procedure that they would ask for an order, a warrant.
Hoy somos una familia separada.
Today we are a separated family.
Es un proceso muy difícil.
This is a very difficult process.
Jorge era nuestra cabeza del hogar.
Jorge was our head of household.
Y hoy no está con nosotros.
And he's no longer with us.
No queremos que eso le pase a otra familia.
We don't want this to happen to other families.
Por eso hoy exigimos la resolución del debido proceso.
That's why we're asking for this resolution.
Y a la seguridad laboral.
Workplace safety.
Para que las empresas puedan apoyar a los inmigrantes.
So that businesses can support immigrants.
Y esto no pase, no vuelva a pasar.
And it doesn't happen again.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Buenas noches.
Good evening.
Miembros del consejo.
Members of the council.
Mi nombre es Jackie y estoy aquí como inmigrante, como alguien que llegó a este país buscando seguridad, oportunidad y dignidad.
My name is Jackie and I stand here today as an immigrant, as someone who came to this country searching for safety, opportunity and dignity.
Nosotros los inmigrantes tenemos nuestra propia voz. Cuando no los dejan usarlas, nos quitan una parte de nuestra dignidad. No estamos aquí solos para que usen ser usados por nuestros trabajos. Tenemos la capacidad y la construcción y si tan solo se nos da la oportunidad.
We immigrants have our own voices. When you do not let us use them, you take away part of our humanity. We're not here to be used for our labor alone. We have the ability to contribute, if only we are given the chance.
Creo que no entienden los riesgos que tomamos cada día. Los conocemos nosotros mejor que nadie. Y aunque así seguimos adelante, porque creemos en algo mejor para nuestra familia y nuestra comunidad.
Do you think we don't know the risks that we take every day? The risks we took coming here? We know them better than anyone, yet we keep going because we believe in something better for our families and this community.
No le pedimos al gobierno que los hagan todo por nosotros. Trabajamos juntos como comunidad inmigrante para cuidarnos unos a otros. Somos, escucha mi voz, llenamos los vacíos cuando otros se hacen a un lado. Les pedimos de su ayuda con seguridad, trabajo, comida y vivienda y comprensión. Entendemos que esto no son limosna, sino acto de dignidad humana.
We do not call on the government to do everything for us. We work together as the immigrant community to care for one another. We are Escucha Mi Voz. We fill in the gaps when others turn away. We ask you to help with workplace safety, food, housing, and understanding that these are not handouts but acts of human dignity.
Dejen de escuchar a sus miedos y preocúpense y empiecen a escucharnos a nosotros. Escuchen a las personas que vivimos esta realidad cada día.
Stop listening to your worries and your fears. Start listening to us. Hear the people who live this reality every day.
No se dejen engañar por las pocas voces que hablan en contra. Escuchen en cambio a las muchas familias trabajadoras humildes y silenciosas que solo quieren protección, pertenecer y vivir en paz y ser tratadas con respeto.
Do not be fooled by the few voices that speak against us. Listen instead to the many, to the quiet, hardworking people who simply want to be treated with respect.
Dios tiene un plan para cada uno de nosotros. Mientras esperamos y trabajamos por ese plan, les pregunto, ¿de qué lado estarán? ¿Del lado del miedo o del lado de la humildad? ¿O del lado de la justicia y la esperanza? Pónganse a nuestro lado. Tendrán que ser valientes, pero pueden aprobar esta resolución, por favor.
God has a plan for each of us. As we wait and work toward that plan, I ask you, which side are you on? the side of fear, or the side of humanity, justice, and hope. Stand with us. It will take courage, but you can pass this resolution.
Dios les bendiga.
God bless you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Buenas tardes.
Good afternoon.
Mi nombre es Yurleni Rivera Castro.
My name is Yurele Castro.
Soy de Colombia.
I'm from Colombia.
Trabajo en limpieza.
I work in cleaning.
Estoy aquí porque creo que los emigrantes merecemos protección.
I'm here because I believe that immigrants deserve protection.
Y no miedo.
And not fear.
En nuestros trabajos, salir con los hijos, a ir al parque, a hacer unas compras.
In our jobs, leaving the house with our children, to go buy clothes, or to go and buy things, to go out into the street.
Hoy venimos a pedirles.
Today we come to ask you.
A la ciudad, a que nos escuchen y protejan nuestras familias de que no sean más separadas, porque los niños son los que más sufren.
We ask the city to protect us because the children are the ones who suffer.
Por favor, aprueben la resolución.
Please approve this resolution.
Y el debido proceso y la seguridad laboral, no también laboral y en las calles, protección para nosotros, que no haya más familias separadas.
For due process, for work protection, for protection in the streets, so that there are now no more separated families.
Somos emigrantes de bien, no venimos a hacer el mal.
We are immigrants who are good people. We don't come to do bad things.
Entonces, ojalá Dios quiera que aprueben ustedes, nos escuchen a nosotros los emigrantes.
I hope that you approve this resolution and that you listen to us, the immigrants.
Y muchísimas gracias.
And thank you very much.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you. Hola, buenas noches. Mi nombre es Elida Contreras. Soy de Colombia y resido aquí en Iowa City.
Hello, good night. My name is Elida Contreras. I am from Colombia and I reside here in Iowa City.
Les agradezco a todos ustedes por estar aquí esta noche escuchándonos.
I thank all of you for being here tonight listening to us.
Estoy aquí para pedirles el favor con respecto a la resolución de apoyo en el trabajo, de cuidado en el trabajo, que por favor nos apoyen no solamente a los trabajadores, sino también a nosotras mujeres, amas de casa y madres de familia.
I am here to ask that you approve this resolution for worker safety, not only for the workers, but for us women who are housewives and who stay at home with the children.
Como mujer de hogar, vivo con el constante miedo de que mi pareja, mi esposo, no llega a la casa después de laborar.
As a stay-at-home mom, I live with the constant fear that my spouse will not arrive home after work.
Y sé que no soy la única mujer que vive con este miedo.
And I know that I am not the only woman who lives with this fear.
Les pido por favor que con su poder, el poder que ustedes poseen, nos apoyen y nos ayuden para que ellos, en el momento en que ICE llegue a sus trabajos, lleguen con una orden judicial legal y sea debidamente vista.
I ask you all with the power that you have that when ICE arrives to a workplace that they are able to receive due process.
No queremos que ICE abuse más de su poder.
We don't want ICE to abuse their power anymore.
No estamos en contra de la ley.
We are not against the law.
Solamente queremos que el proceso sea legalmente utilizado.
We just want the process to follow the laws.
No queremos más familias separadas ni más lágrimas derramadas.
We don't want more separated families and no more tears falling.
Los primeros afectados en esta situación son los niños.
The first people who are affected in this situation are the children.
Hay niños que tienen que ver a sus padres, madres e incluso demás familiares a través de una pantalla. Y no digo que esto esté mal, solamente que no hay nada como un cálido abrazo.
There are children who have to see their fathers, mothers, other family members only through a screen, and they are missing that, like, that warm hug.
Sé que es fácil para muchos dar una opinión desde la experiencia no vivida.
It's very easy for people who don't have this lived experience to give an opinion.
Pero esta noche les pido que se coloquen la mano en el corazón y nos apoyen con el poder que ustedes poseen.
But tonight I ask you to put your hand on your heart and use the power that you possess.
Ustedes son la voz no solamente de los inmigrantes, sino de todas las personas que habitamos este país.
You are the voice of not only immigrants but of all the citizens who live in this country.
Muchísimas gracias y que tengan buenas noches.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Thank you. Welcome.
Sounds good.
Thank you. Good evening, City Council. Thanks for having us. Escucha mi voz over here. My name is Claudia Cortez. I live here in Iowa City. I'm here today in order to support my brothers and sisters. All as a Salvadorian immigrant, I know how it feels. And I think every single person deserves to have a safe place to work. And especially our community, right? I live here in Iowa City, like I said, and for me, it's just a heartbroken to see, you know, things that are happening right now. For me, just heartbroken to just imagine that a parent, like in the morning, wake up, go to work, no wonder what is going to happen later. Are they going to come back to see their children in the afternoon when they got home? What is going to happen? I have children too. Please approve that resolution. Please help us, helps our brothers and sisters. I really like to see community safe, and it's, please, like you say, touch your heart, and it's like, let's protect our brothers and sisters, immigrants. Thank you so much, and God bless you all.
Thank you.
Hola, muy buenas noches. Mi nombre es Hedy Osorio, madre, residente de Iowa City, y trabajo en la limpieza.
Hello, good night. My name is... ¿Cómo te llamas? Heidi, and I am I work in cleaning, and I am a resident of Iowa City.
La razón por la que estamos unidos esta noche, todos, somos como una familia de inmigrantes, pidiéndoles al corazón de ustedes, tocándole al corazón de ustedes, que ustedes tienen el poder de poder ayudarnos con la resolución para darnos protección en nuestra labor. Nosotros no estamos haciendo nada malo más que solo trabajar.
The reason that we are here tonight, we are a family of immigrants, and we are here to touch your hearts and to ask you to approve this resolution. We don't want anything more but to work.
A través de ese trabajo, tenemos el futuro de nuestros hijos. Solo pedimos protección, porque es demasiado traumático para los niños ver que sus padres son detenidos de una manera agresiva, violenta, sin tener paz y seguridad en nuestros trabajos.
Through this work, all we want to do is provide for our children. It's very traumatic for children to have to worry about if their parents are going to return home after work.
También pedimos por la alimentación que se nos ha sido retenida, como el Quick, como el SNAP. Hay muchas madres que lo necesitan porque sus esposos han sido deportados o porque son madres solteras. En realidad lo necesitan.
We are also asking for help with the food benefits being returned from the loss of WIC and the loss of SNAP. There are a lot of families who use these services because their husbands have been deported or because they are single mothers.
Somos un pueblo unido, merecemos respeto, somos seres humanos y creo que ustedes tienen todo el poder en sus manos para poder ayudarnos. Les agradezco mucho por darnos la oportunidad de podernos expresarnos. Gracias.
We are united and we deserve respect. We know that you have the power in your hands and so that we are asking that you use it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Buenas noches. Doy las gracias al Consejo Municipal por escuchar esta noche a todas las familias inmigrantes.
Good night. Thank you all in the City Council for taking the time to listen to all of our voices.
Mi nombre es Yadira Castillo, trabajo en IPS y vivo en la ciudad de Iowa City.
My name is Yadira Castillo. I live in Iowa City and I work in cleaning.
Estoy aquí porque creo que los trabajadores y las familias inmigrantes merecemos condiciones laborales justas y salarios dignos y la movilidad económica que merecemos.
I am here because I believe immigrants deserve fair wages and fair working conditions in order to continue the life that we deserve.
Queremos que impulsen leyes y políticas que amplíen las protecciones para los trabajadores. Que el trabajo sea un espacio de respeto para todos los trabajadores.
We want you to put into effect laws and policies that help protect workers and that the workplace is a place of respect for us.
Los inmigrantes somos fundamentales para este país. Queremos que nos garanticen derechos laborales, que pare la discriminación. Tal es el caso de Jorge, que se lo llevaron de su lugar de trabajo sin orden judicial.
Immigrants are essential for this country. And we are hoping that you can protect our workers' rights and prevent the discrimination, such as the case of Jorge, that they took him from his job without a judicial order.
Donde él no tuvo un entorno de trabajo seguro y humano.
He did not have a workplace that was safe or that respected his humanity.
Ya que lo arrestaron con un trato un poco inhumano.
Because they arrested him with a treatment that was kind of inhumane.
Independientemente de su estatus migratorio, todo trabajador.
Independently of his migration status, every worker.
Todo trabajador migrante debe ser tratado con dignidad.
Every worker should be treated with dignity.
Con la dignidad inherente a todo ser humano.
With the dignity that is inherent in every human being.
Incluso ya sea detención.
Including in detention.
Nosotros les pedimos y queremos que aprueben la resolución al debido proceso y a la seguridad laboral.
We ask that you approve this resolution for due process and work security.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Hello, my name is Clara Reinen, and I live in Iowa City. I'm here tonight as the Unity Chair on the Coordinating Committee of the Campaign to Organize Graduate Students, COGS, UE Local 896. I'm here tonight to bring you up to date on a continuing issue we are having with Night Ride, which is a transportation service offered by the university. But before I do that, I just want to say that my union stands behind Escuchamie Vos. We have worked with them many times, and they've always been great. I think something like providing Know Your Rights trainings for city employees would be awesome. COGS has worked with the Immigration Law Clinic at the university, and we're doing a Know Your Rights on November 6th. If any of you are interested in coming, I'll email you the flyer afterwards. I would encourage you to. Okay, with the time I've got left, Night Ride has consistently been a method of transportation available for students to use past standard transit hours in order to reach their homes. In 2023, this service was expanded and even included the GuideLink Center as a stop within their boundaries. However, on August 6th of this year, the university announced changes to Night Ride's structure, which would mean students could no longer be dropped off at requested locations, and instead a route was adopted that had set stops, which was nearly identical to CAM bus routes. It simply had extended hours until 4 a.m. This new schedule was adopted on August 15th, less than 2 weeks later. This has caused major disruptions for graduate students, particularly those who are living at Aspire at West Campus. This complex, despite not being university housing, is consistently suggested as a location for graduate students to move to. And many students we've talked to only opted to live at this location further from campus because Night Ride was highlighted to them by leasing agents as an existed service that they could utilize. Additionally, many students enrolled at the university's REACH program utilize this service as well. Students living at Aspire have collected hundreds of signatures from students and community members, and during meetings with the Department of Public Safety, they've also stated that they've received large numbers of complaints, but have yet to make any substantial changes, claiming budgetary restrictions and lack of employees. If the university continues to drag their feet and does not rectify the situation, COGS is asking you to step in and advocate on grad students' behalves. Students who live at Aspire are valuable members of this community, and many of them now need to take a nearly hour-long walk home at 1, 2 a.m. Additionally, in speaking to community members about transportation, it has come to my attention that there are no Iowa City bus stops on Oakdale Boulevard. Even though this is technically Coralville, there are many businesses utilized frequently by Iowa City residents. In particular, I have heard from members of Agudas Akeem Synagogue who have to walk across the I-80 overpass if they want to use public transport to get to their synagogue. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Mary Gravett, and I'm an Iowa City resident. I've come tonight to talk to the City Council and the people of Iowa City about the power of the vote. Iowa City is the only blue city in the red state of Iowa. Therefore, it is a target of state aggression. 7 million march for no kings, but how many will vote for no kings? Trump fears the vote. Else, why give orders to red states to redraw voting boundaries? Regardless of the money and bribes he receives from the Zionists, the white nationalists, and the American oligarchs that have all but destroyed our democracy in 10 months, Trump still fears the power of the vote, local and national, and the organizing of the American people against fascism, Nazism he represents. Americans use the term fascism when Nazism is the proper term for what we are dealing with. Remember, Hitler was voted into power. Revolution did not bring him into office. The vote did, so get out and vote. The prophet warned at Matthew 10:28, not to fear those who can kill the body, but those who can kill the soul. The vote is the soul of our democratic system of governance. And I want to speak about the Patron Elevator and Iowa City Public Library. It was a half-hearted attempt at cleaning the Patron Elevator was made. This is not enough. Respect the patrons and have a full-time maintenance person to properly clean in the corners and the walls and replace and shampoo the carpet, vacuum it daily, and most of all, scrub the metal plates that lead into the elevator itself on both floors. Bus shelters. Winter is coming, and after a long summer, bus shelters, at least on the Towncrest route, that's my route, except for Autumn Park, have not been installed. The installation of bus shelters is crucial opposite Walgreens and Hy-Vee on the outbound side of the Towncrest route. Follow the wooden benches for other outbound locations. This demonstrates respect for the voter and for those living in Iowa City. We need the vote, we need the bus shelters, we need the elevator clean, because that's for the health of the people. And most of all, I hope the people outside listening who have not voted will vote and keep the city of Iowa City like it is. We try. I notice all the people come here to complain because they know that you will listen. So, and it's important. Voting is the lifeblood. And in 10 months, this man has wrecked us.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak during this time? Seeing no one else. Okay. Could I get a motion to give, accept correspondence, please?
So moved, Alter.
Second, Wyline.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes 7-0. All right, we're going to move on to item number 10, which is regular formal agenda 10A, Terra Mill Rollers Park Project. Resolution approving project manual and estimate of cost for the construction of the Terra Mill Roller Park Project. Establishing amount of bid security to accompany each bid. Directing city clerk to post notice to bidders. And fixing time and place for receipt of bids. I'm going to open the public hearing and welcome.
Hi, Julie Seidel Johnson, Director of Parks and Recreation, here to give you a really brief presentation on this project. Terra Mill Roller Park Project is a renovation of the current skate park site. It is on Dubuque Street, on the northeast side, kind of by the boathouse for the University of Iowa, the current skate park you can see from the road there. So this project will renovate that site to increase our skating and bicycling experiences, increasing safety for the users. We're going to add a beginner-friendly area. I'll show you some photos here, or some renderings in a minute, and the addition of a pump track for the bicyclists. We had several public input meetings and an online survey, but that was back in January, February of 2024, and you may ask why the wait. We received federal funding for this project, and it was put on hold for a short amount of time, so it has now been released so that we can move forward through that Land and Water Conservation Fund grant. And there's the map showing where it is on Dubuque Street, right on the river. The new project includes keeping the current skate park. You may remember at one point we were planning on having that torn out with the project. They determined that the unsafe part of that is that it's not safe for beginner skaters. So what the new part of the skate park does is give us a really nice learning and beginner area so that the more advanced skaters can still use our current skate park. And then it also adds quite a bit of a longer roller park loop or loops on the north side. Some renderings that show what this will look like. Cement and asphalt with additional paths to get to the project. There's showing the pump track. A nice addition with the area across the way, our ice house single track bicycle trail in through the woods. This one will give you some beginner area to learn some of those bicycle skills, and then you can take off on the other trail that is just across the parking lot. Schedule is holding the public hearing tonight, bid letting on December 2nd with construction March to November, so next spring through the summer. Estimated cost $1.82. Any questions?
I just want to confirm that the old skate park will still be available to skaters while this is under construction?
Yeah.
Okay.
It shouldn't affect that at all. Access could be a little impeded somewhat with the construction, but we will still remain open.
Mm-hmm. And other concerns that I had, even from some of the skaters themselves, is the wanting to preserve as much of the prairie as possible. This is going to be eating into, which I know is unavoidable, and I thought I had heard some plans on incorporating the prairie as much as possible.
Yeah, so remember the prairie there is only a couple years old. We created that prairie, so it's not an endangered or a regulated prairie area, but we could see in the middle of the roller track we'll have plantings. We're doing our best to keep as much of it as possible, but it will affect what you see right now.
Mm-hmm. This is a little bit of my naivete. I am curious, I'm excited about this project. I want everybody in Iowa City to have unique ways to recreate. Does the city offer programming for people who want to learn this?
We don't currently. Historically, we have from time to time. In fact, they used to have some obstacles and different things in the Mercer parking lot years ago so they could actually offer it along with the rec center several years ago. We haven't in recent years. Doesn't mean we won't once this becomes available.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Here are no more questions. Anyone from the public like to address this topic? If you're online, please raise your virtual hand. Seeing no one in person or online, I'm going to close the public hearing. Could I get a motion to approve, please?
So moved, Masada.
Second, Harmson.
All right, council discussion.
It's exciting that it's coming through.
That's great.
It looks great.
Yeah. I probably wouldn't take those classes, though. I got to be honest with you. I don't have that kind of coordination. So.
Mm-hmm. I think you just get on and you go, and then you fall down, and you get back up.
Mm-hmm. It's the getting back up part that I'm not so sure about. No, I'll go and watch because it'll look awesome.
Oh, yes.
Sorry, I should have asked this as a question. Are these renderings publicly available anywhere? I just have had a lot of people asking me, are there renderings that I can look at?
They'll be available somewhat on the cable TV when they do the little update of council afterwards. We can get them out. We just had these made for this meeting. The design has changed some through the progression, so we can get those out.
Thank you.
Roll call, please.
Mo?
Yes.
Sala?
Yes.
Teague?
Yes.
Weiling?
Yes.
Alter?
Yes.
Burgess?
Yes.
Harmson?
Yes.
Motion passes 7-0. 10B, Park and Ticket Appeal Process and Towing Impoundment Procedures, Ordinance Amending Title IX, Entitled Motor Vehicles and Traffic, Chapter 5, Entitled Parking Meter Zones and Parking Lots, Section 6, Entitled Penalties, Parking Tickets, to provide for an updated and streamlined process to appeal parking tickets, and Chapter 9, Entitled Towing and Impoundment Procedures, Section 4, Entitled Impoundment for Accumulated Parking Violations, to increase the amount of accumulated parking fines that result in adding a vehicle to the impoundment list from $50 to $150. And this is a motion to get first consideration. Could I get one, please?
So moved, Mo.
Second, Harmson.
All right. Moved by Mo, seconded by Weiland. Harmson.
Either one.
Yeah.
Either one.
All right, we'll give it to Weiland. Okay. All right, and please come on up.
Good evening, Mayor, Council, Darian Nagelgam, Director of Transportation Services with the City. Mm-hmm. The proposed ordinance amendments you see before you tonight are intended to update and streamline the process for the administrative review of parking violations, otherwise known as our parking appeals process. The goal and our anticipation is that the changes are going to increase the efficiency of the process. We're really looking to reduce the citation appeals backlog that we have and also improve our turnaround time and our customer service for the public. This is important for several reasons, first of which is because we simply receive more requests to review citation appeals than we can adjudicate each month, and that results in the backlog that is growing. Our current process provides some structural hurdles that we're really hoping to overcome with some proposed changes before you tonight. And before I get into those proposed changes, I just want to let you know our background and research process. We really have quite a backlog, and we reached out to a number of different peer agencies or peer organizations that manage parking, such as we do, to find out their best practices. It turns out in multiple ways we are an outlier, and that's why we're bringing some of these proposed changes to you tonight, and they are, in fact, contributing to our backlog. I think other communities have some really great best practices to get through the process faster and provide better customer service. So in terms of those proposed changes, I want to walk through each of the four. The first and probably the most impactful is our three department review panel that we have. So we have a committee that reviews every single citation appeal request that we get from the community. And so to get three folks from different departments coordinated on a schedule on the regular basis to be able to adjudicate those appeals can be challenging. So if one person's out of town, for example, we can't meet by code. So what we're proposing is to shift from a committee a committee-typed appeal approval process or adjudication process to what the best practices that we learned is more of a two-tiered staff-based process. And so what we're proposing is that we adjust the code to allow for a first-tier review by a staff member from Transportation Services, could be a customer service team member, and they would adjudicate the simplest, basic, very typical requests that we get, either for and they could either uphold them, which we often do for, say, members of the public who have paid on the Park Mobile app, but they indicated a license plate from a car they weren't driving at the time. You could have multiple license plates available to you as a Park Mobile user. They would be able to adjudicate those simple upholds and also manage simple denials based on preset criteria that we provide and oversight of our management team. Now, for the more complex parking appeals, those would get, we're proposing that those get moved to tier two, and that would be one of our experienced parking operations supervisors who currently sits on the committee. They would be charged with evaluating all of the more complex reasons the customers reach out to us to appeal their citations outside of the predetermined ones we assign to tier one. So that's the first and probably the most impactful proposal we have tonight. The second proposal, again, is to decrease our time window for customers to actually submit appeals to us. We found that we have a much more generous appeal window than our peer communities that we evaluated. We were giving 20 days for folks to respond back to us after they receive a citation. Say the average is around 7 to 10. We are proposing 7 days to move that that window from 20 days to 7 days. I think the 20 days was probably really helpful back in the day when it was all handwritten appeals and you had to put something in the mail. But now that somebody could receive a citation, they could pull out their phone and they could appeal it within minutes on their phone. I think 7 days makes a lot more sense. The third proposal tonight is to establish a 10-day window for customers to appeal an internal decision, city decision, whether that would be tier one or tier two, to a magistrate court. So really this is kind of a third tier that all of our customers in the community have. If they don't agree with the city's appeal decision, they have a right to take that to a magistrate court. And this would just establish a 10-day window for that to happen within. Last but not least, on a related note, is to raise the threshold for unpaid parking tickets that result into a vehicle being added to the tow or the impound list from $50 to $150. This is much more in line. We actually probably should have cleaned this up when we raised the parking citation fines last year. But it's much more in line with how we actually practice. In fact, our average, we usually don't tow vehicles or impound vehicles, I'd say the average is about $280 to $300 worth of accumulated fines. So I think $150 is still generous and gives the public plenty of time to pay off their accumulated fines. I'm happy to answer any questions you have about what we're presenting before you tonight or any questions about the parking appeals adjudication process.
How long do you anticipate? I know the backlog right now is pretty lengthy. So how long do you envision sort of that backlog being able to go down as you transition into this? I mean,
hopefully very quickly. We really hope to be able to move through with a process where it's not committee-based and it's individual-based. We're hoping to be able to move through them a lot quicker. I haven't forecasted exactly how long, but I would expect within months we would be able to get up to date. And then our internal department goal is to create a very short turnaround window so that we don't get into a backlog, whether that's a month or 6 weeks. We haven't definitively determined that yet, but that's substantially better service than we're able to provide today.
Thank you.
Quick question just for clarification on the dropping from 20 days to 7 days. And you said something about the average was seven. Is that average of 7 days for people to appeal or average of 7 days in other communities around us?
Yeah, it's a great question. Let me clarify. So when we looked at the other 9 or 10 peer communities, we found that many of them had it was very common to see a 7-day window for the customer to issue a request to review a citation. So it basically gives the customer some guardrails. So a year later, you can't review a citation that you received a year back. You really have to do it, you know, within a week.
Do you know about currently now here in Iowa City, what's the average amount of time for people who do?
I don't know that offhand. We could probably calculate that, but I don't know it offhand.
My question is, there are a whole lot of people between 7 and 20 days? And if so, what's the efficiency on our end of dropping it to 7 days, like from 20, if most people are kind of going early?
Yeah, I would suspect that most people probably submit a citation appeal fairly quickly after receiving. I would suspect, if we looked at the data, we'd probably see that number decrease as 10, 15, 20 days passed.
Is there still an opportunity to appeal, like by coming in, paper, what
yes.
have you?
Yes, thanks. Great point. Information on how to request an administrative review or appeal is and will continue to be on the actual parking ticket. So that's on the back of the ticket. If you flip it over, actually, it might even be on the front of the ticket. It is on the ticket. I can tell you that. So customers can request a review through the online portal. So they can find that on our website. But they can also download a form online, or they can come into the parking office and get a form and fill it out. So there's three different ways that customers can submit an appeal.
Okay. I want to follow up a little bit on Councilor Harmsen's questioning about the 7 to 20. When you were doing your analysis of peer communities, did they involve college towns? My concern is we have these week-long, like Thanksgiving break week, where kids might go home, leave a car behind. Like, are we going to accidentally catch people? That's my only thought, is like, is this normal practice in Ames and Cedar Falls, or...
I have that data. I don't know if I can necessarily quote it, because we did talk to Ames.
Okay.
We did talk to some universities, the University of Iowa, of course, being one, because they manage parking, too, to get the feedback. So I'd have to parse it out to see who had what size of window. But the sample of the communities we evaluated was both university communities and some non-university communities.
And I guess maybe since we're on that, what is the university's policy right now?
Well...
Sorry, I'm asking you all of these very specific questions on the fly, but it's a lot of people don't differentiate between Iowa City and the university when it comes to parking. Hmm.
So the universities has a 10 calendar day window. The University of Iowa.
Yes.
Has a 10 calendar day window specifically.
Okay. That's real helpful.
Okay. All right.
Sorry, I was... I felt like I wasn't able to get a clear answer when I brought this up in the past. Not anybody's fault, but I had a few people reach out to me concerned because of the big backlog of appealed parking tickets. They obviously, if they're appealing them, they haven't paid them yet. People have said that has contributed to pushing them over the $50 threshold, and then their car gets towed. Is that something that happens? Because I've had multiple people tell me that that has happened, and then they're out $300, $400 because they have to get it out of impound.
Yeah, those are not included. If somebody submits an appeal, those numbers are not included they aren't considered as part of their collected fines that would qualify them for a potential tow. They're not included until it's adjudicated.
Okay. I was also wondering, what type of oversight and relationship do we have, what company do we contract with for our towing?
I think the city's contract right now is with Holiday, I believe.
Yes.
And that's out in Tiffin, right?
Correct.
One main thing that is really challenging for a lot of people, and I just don't really know the layout for where these, you know, impounds are and these towing companies are, but some people, their car gets towed, how are they going to get out to Tiffin, and they spend even more money, you know, Ubering out there, or I guess I just didn't know if there are any other contracts, or has there been a conversation about that, trying to get things as close as possible, because people have been bringing that up a lot too.
Yeah, I can appreciate how much of an inconvenience that would be. It's not on the bus route. It takes some effort to get there. I'd have to look into where we're at in the contract. I know it's evaluated periodically, so I don't know where we're at in that. I could certainly find out. But to that point, I think our department has been evaluating some alternative options because we understand that it is a struggle to get to Tiffin, to where it's at, to get vehicles. So we've been evaluating other potential options, immobilization devices to help facilitate the program in such a way that doesn't require the vehicle to actually move. So that's something that we hope to bring to the council in the future for consideration. But and just on a climate note itself too, since that's always a topic that we're talking about, it seems very not climate friendly to pick up a vehicle with another vehicle to take it all the way to Tiffin. Mm-hmm. As part of it, it's our citation recovery process, but I feel like there's better ways to do it nowadays with technology, and that's some of the options that we've been looking into, and again hope to bring you in the future.
And things, devices like that, you're thinking about the barnacle, right?
Correct.
Yeah. I used to be very anti-barnacle, but now I see the wisdom of the barnacle.
Stuck in place kind of thing.
Yeah, so it's
I'm just not familiar with it.
So it's like a big thing that like blocks the windshield, and it like suction cups on it. Oh. So you can't drive your vehicle, but you can like, correct me if I'm wrong, but you can pay to get it removed and then you drop it off. So it's significantly less, like you said, climate wise, and cost wise and convenience wise. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And you don't have the emotional panic of where's my car?
Mm. Yeah.
You know? And that's something that we're thoughtful and considerate of too, because it is automatically, I think everybody's initial, it's my car is gone, you know, did my car get stolen? Then they check and they realize that they were on the tow list, or they knew that they were on the tow list, whatever the case may be. But the barnacle could help to alleviate all of those situations and provide a quick way that people can pay for their overdue fines really quickly themselves and manage the process themselves.
Mm-hmm. Because either 1 year ago on Thanksgiving or like on Thanksgiving Day, I woke up and my car was gone. And
Make sure we're asking questions.
Sorry. I'll bring it up during council discussion.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a question about the criteria. Sorry, Darian. So there's the list of criteria that are reviewed at the administrative review level just by staff.
Yes.
Is that list like an automatic no, we're not going to consider, like an automatic that's not a good enough excuse? Or is there some additional information that the person who has gotten the ticket can provide in order to have that review be more substantive?
I would say that if it was characterized in the way that we had it outlined in the memo, and we will actually publish that on the website and say these are not valid appeal reasons. So we will also notify the public. We want to be very clear about that. And that was a best practice that we received from multiple other communities too. And they said, if you just are upfront with what the reasons are, and if there's extenuating circumstances, we would hope that they would indicate what those are. And that would be something that would probably get passed on to tier two for a review.
Okay. Yeah. That's really helpful. Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate that. Yep. Mm.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Anyone from the public like to address this topic? If you're online, please raise your virtual hand. Seeing no one in person or online, council discussion.
I was just going to say that I felt that fear. I just assumed my car was stolen on Thanksgiving Day, and it wasn't a very good feeling because the day before, because of a parking ticket I got 3 years prior. And that I must have forgotten about or something, and then got a subsequent one. I'm just really happy because I feel like streamlining this process will make things like that not happen anymore. And also raising that criteria to 150, well, I think it could be higher. It's definitely, I don't know, it's definitely the right direction. Yeah.
Agreed.
Roll call, please.
Sala?
Yes.
Teague?
Yes.
Wyline?
Yes.
Alter?
Yes.
Burgess?
Yes.
Harmson?
Yes.
Moe?
Yes.
Motion passes 7-0. Item 10C, ordinance adopting and incorporating SUDAS design manual and specifications Ordinance amending titles 15, 16, and 18 of the city code to adopt and incorporate the SUDA's design manual and specifications, general supplemental design standards and specifications, and City of Iowa City design supplement and specifications. This is a motion to give second consideration, please.
So moved, Burgess.
Second, Mo.
All right. Anyone from the public like to discuss this topic? Seeing no one in person or online, council discussion. Roll call, please.
Teague?
Yes.
Weiline?
Yes.
Alter?
Yes.
Burgess?
Yes.
Harmson?
Yes.
Moe?
Yes.
Sala?
Yes.
Motion passes 7-0. Item 10D, assessment schedule. Resolution adopting an assessment schedule of unpaid moving, cleanup of property, snow removal, sidewalk repair, and stop box repair charges, and directing the city clerk to do the same to Johns County Treasurer for collection in the same manner as property taxes. Can I get a motion, please?
So moved. Alter.
Second, Mo.
All right. Anyone from the anyone going to present this to us from staff?
It's pretty typical, either for mowing or snow removal. Off the top of my head, I can't remember which is on there, but there's only two.
Okay,
so great. Not a huge list.
All right, great. Anyone from the public like to address this topic? Seeing no one in person or online, council discussion. Roll call, please.
Weiline?
Yes.
Alter?
Yes.
Burgess?
Yes.
Harmson?
Yes.
Moe?
Yes.
Sala?
Yes.
Teague?
Yes. Motion passes 7-0. We're at item number 11, council appointments. We have quite a few. Mm-hmm. Council appointments, and so we'll just go each one, one by one. We'll start with 11A, Climate Action Commission. There is three vacancies to fill, 3-year terms, January 1st, 2026 through December 31st, 2028, and council discussion.
I'm going to jump out with a couple of names, and then, you know, that way at least starts throwing names out there for discussion and others can add in and then we can start talking. Does that sound agreeable?
Yep, okay. Get us going.
So I had John Clayton, Catherine Peterson, and Alyssa Bedford.
How many people do we want?
Three.
Those were the three that came to my mind.
I said John?
Yes, John Clayton, Catherine Peterson, and Alyssa Bedford. I'd like to note that there were some really good ones. This has been a bumper crop for applicants across all of the commissions. Yeah. So,
I had, across all the commissions, just had a great time reading all of the applications. And also thank you to those who reached out and emailed us for all the various commissions. Hard to respond to all of you, but it's it was great to read.
I would just add Ryan Hearn to the climate action list.
I really like Ryan Hearn's application and was also excited for him for Parks and Rec.
Well, that because was of the his thing fisheries. Is, yeah. I saw him, he showed up in Parks and Rec and noted that that was his first choice.
Oh, that was,
I had Ryan Hearn actually in climate action. Same. And then I noticed him in Parks and Rec, and that he said that that was his first choice. So I moved him over to Parks and Rec.
And that's my logic also. So yeah. I guess I caught his name, and yes, I like him.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for catching that. I had it backwards in my brain. But I also had Catherine Peterson and John Clayton.
Catherine Peterson. It was also, the Catherine.
For this one, I would like Ryan for the climate action also.
That would be agreeable to... like I said, there's a lot of, I just wrote down every name, to be honest.
Pretty much.
The same, and I've got, I know we're not on Parks and Rec yet, but I think, with that in mind, I agree with that Ryan is a strong candidate for both, but I would be happy if we, kind of keep him as a strong for Parks and Rec, since that was his first choice. I think the other ones you all had mentioned, Catherine and John and I'm forgetting somebody. Who am I forgetting?
I feel like since we have him in both, and we have other people, I really want also, like, we're not talking about Park Rang Red, but if we want to do, I want to do Mary Helen for that, for Park and Rec, and Ryan for...
I think we've got three for Parks and Rec.
Yes.
I know. Good. But, okay.
And Alyssa Bedford is also
for me, I put them like that. Like, I put Ryan on the climate, and I put Mary on the... Bark on that. Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
And Alyssa is also, Alyssa Beffert, is also on Parks and Recs as an applicant.
Yes, Alyssa. That's also on my list.
Councilor Alter, can you remind me? I know that you started with John Clayton and Catherine.
And then Alyssa.
And Alyssa, okay.
Mm-hmm. For climate action.
Yeah, John Clayton is on my list. Mm-hmm. And Ryan on my list.
So I guess if I was to kind of rally council on support, I would agree a lot of great applicants. Is there any other nominations beside the four that has happened, which is Alyssa, John, Ryan, and Catherine?
How about Cole Cruz?
Mm. He also...
And
yeah,
was that
I have
Councilor Burgess that said that? Who said that? Okay.
Councilor right. Burgess did.
I have John Clayton. I don't know if you have mine. John Clayton. And I have Ryan. And I have Cole.
Okay.
I could go with Cole.
Me too.
It looks like we may have four for Cole.
Yeah,
Mayor Pro Tem, did you say Cole as
yes.
well? Okay.
Yes.
I think we've got Cole.
Yeah, then we got him for, we got Cole for
John, Catherine, and Cole.
And is there enough support for John Clayton?
I like his application.
Yeah.
Yes. All right.
And
Catherine Peterson?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right. And let's see. None of them have, they're all the same date. So that's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Could I get a motion? I'm sorry.
Okay, move to appoint all those three.
Yes.
Catherine.
John Clayton, Cole.
And Cole.
So John Clayton.
Catherine.
Cole Cruz, and Catherine Peterson.
Yes.
I'll second that.
So moved by...
Saleh.
Seconded by Mo. Mm-hmm. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes 7-0. We're on to the next item, 11B, is Human Rights Commission. Three vacancies to fill 3-year terms, January 1st, 2026 through December 31st, 2028.
This was one where there's, of course, there's so many great applications.
32 applications to
and,
this.
And several people reached out to sort of brandish their qualifications. I did follow up with, I've known Mark Priest for a while and wanted to follow up, too, with what his history was, because some of these people, I think we need to decide as a council how much do we want people to return versus allow opportunities for new people on, because there's benefits to both. There's benefits to experience, and there's benefits to allowing new people on. And, I like Mark. But he has kind of an interesting history where he served and then took a break and then
served again.
So I like him, but I also want to hear what you guys all think about. Again, we have some other candidates who I think are seeking extensions, and I like that from their experience perspective, but also...
Go ahead. I've been jumping
in. I just wanted to say that I think he did not have a full term, did he?
So our wonderful clerk here was able to give me here's just her email.
His current term...
He served from January 1, 2020 to December 31, 2022, and then had a break. And according to our rules, that's a reset. He's currently serving an expired term, so you're correct.
Exactly.
From July 11th, 2023 until December 2025.
And our history, since I've been in this council, we always say we would love to give somebody a full term.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, if we can give him full term, I'm okay with Mark.
Yeah.
All
That was a long ways to talk about one person.
Still nominating people?
I do have a slightly different perspective, just simply because he has cumulatively served 4 years. Talisa Miller has served 3 months thus far. Yeah, and so I would like to give her a full term.
My list as well.
Yep.
And then looking at 32 people, she's the only one that I was thinking to extend, to return, simply because she hasn't had much experience yet. I know Mark, and he's fantastic, as is the other candidate, who, or not candidate, current commissioner. But there's just so many, and so that's that. That's my two cents worth.
I would agree with you for that, for her, but also Mark.
I think also Viana Cadora has only done a partial term as well. Is that correct?
Okay, then.
I believe that's correct. So, I mean, that's, so I'm torn because also somebody who I think has done a nice job. I know that Viana has done some wonderful things in the community with the Miriam Club. And so is really, really active in that. But we have also just to play, I don't like the phrase devil's advocate, but just to play advocate of another side. You know, we do have a lot of great applicants here too. So, I mean, I think I'm probably okay with everything that everybody else has said. I just, you know, I just, we got 32 wonderful applicants. So,
And also, like, diversity is important. That's also bring diversity, right?
I agree. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a lot of, I mean, there's a lot of diversity in this list too.
Yes, I know. But you like, I think, like, the people we just said, they bring both.
Yeah. No. No.
So there's, I have three names written down right now. Mark, Talia, and Viana.
Are there any other nominations?
Throw some names out.
I was going to throw out Viana as well. Also, Jaden Bartlett, just someone who I know personally has just like worked and works tirelessly, and is a young person as well. At the university, so that's somebody I had written down that has not been said yet.
I had three others that haven't been said yet as well. Yanelli Canellis, Savannah Hainline, and Stephen Gross.
I also had Tiana Madison, Fern
Ultima.
Madison.
Yeah, I had Tiana as a strong maybe.
I also had Susanna Rodriguez written down. We could just make two human rights commissions.
Yeah, I know. There are a lot of great.
So many rights, so many humans.
I do think this is what happens when we do a good job of promoting the vacancies.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, just as a, and I you know, don't want to make the list any longer, but I just want to give, if nothing else, just kind of a honorable mention, Cliff Johnson.
Yes.
Because he has done, you know, I think amazing work for the city, and I think he's done, you know, honorable and admirable work with the TRC. He also does a lot with the boxing and with youth and things like that. So whether or not this is the time that we have room for him on this commission, I think he's somebody that I'm very interested in either now or in the future having on. Because I think this would be a wonderful fit.
He was also on my list. Yeah,
sorry, I forgot to list him to begin with.
That's okay. He gave me a chance to throw one actually, to make our job harder and throw another one in the hat or out in the contention.
All right, so we have a big list.
So, yeah, it does sound... did anyone want to second any of the other names that's been mentioned so far? I guess
what is
Tiana Madison did get some seconds, and that was one.
I think Viana had four for Viana, at least.
Viana Cadora probably had...
You have
four.
Viana.
Yes.
I like Viana.
I counted four.
Viana.
Yeah.
Four Viana.
Okay, four for Viana.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
and I was referring to Tiana Madison because I heard some support for her from multiple people.
I think probably in terms of like, if now we're going to pick where our three actual hard nods go. I think there's everybody that's been mentioned, I think, has been great. But if we have to come down to making choices, I think before I'd like to put Talia Miller, do that name next, because
I agree.
She had a short term.
Three months.
Okay, Talia, we have four for Talia. What about Mark?
I mean, I could support Mark again.
Okay. Yeah, three for Mark. One more.
I seconded Tiana and Mark.
Okay, then.
Because I do think that Tiana has four.
Yeah.
Yeah, and now Mark have four. That's it.
But we can only take one more.
We have Vienna and Mark and Tiana.
Talia.
Talia.
Talia Miller and Vienna Kadora, we think we've agreed on, have four each.
And now Mark had four.
Mark and Tiana.
And Tiana Madison had four.
Who
were the four for Mark?
Oliver. And we three.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Yeah.
So how do we...
Who are the four for Tiana, then?
Who's the four for Tiana? That's the question.
I like Tiana Madison.
Yep.
So somebody had to be
That three.
So...
That's only three.
And you didn't vote for Tiana?
You voted for Mark.
I said she looks... I mean, she seems awesome, but if I had to pick. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Which, you know, only get so many times
you can raise your hand. All right. So it is Mark Priest. Yeah. Talia Miller.
And Vienna.
And Vienna. Who we will... A point, could I get a motion, please?
Yeah, no, I can put a motion for Vienna, Mark, and Tyler.
Second.
All right. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes 7-0.
Man, that would be possible.
Can we get a motion for correspondence for the one applicant?
Yes, can I get a motion for correspondence, please?
So moved, Harmson.
Second. Mo.
All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes 7-0. We're on to 11C, Parks and Rec Commission. Three vacancies to fill four-year terms, January 1st, 2026 through December 31st, 2029. All right, council discussion.
We've all talked about Ryan, I think, or we've started to talk about Ryan, and I would like to support that.
Agreed.
And I would like to support Mary Helen.
The two.
So, anyone else? Because I know Ryan was a major part of the first commission. Anyone else? Because here we have three vacancies as well, and I hear Ryan and Mary.
And
I can support both of them.
And I'm sorry, I did not get as much information on this group. The two that are currently finishing.
Aaron and Connie.
Aaron, did he miss his application last time and now he's back?
He did, yeah.
And then Brian and Connie are currently expiring now, right? And, sorry, guys.
So yeah, Connie is ending one first term, right?
But is that a full term?
Unexpired term, mm-hmm.
So, similar logic, somebody serves it. So, Connie is serving an unfinished term, is that correct? Okay.
How many people serve unfinished term?
Connie is the only one I'm aware of that's currently applying to stay on after finishing an unfinished term.
And do we know how many months or how long served?
I don't know.
Okay, no, that's fine.
I think since we
did that with Talia also.
Yes, exactly.
So.
We should do it with Connie.
Yeah, that seems consistent.
Connie, Ryan, Mary.
Are there any other names for nominating?
Is Aaron the one that you were speaking of who had been on the commission, didn't get his application in, but now he has it in.
Yeah,
so
I mean, he's...
He'd be great, too. Just wanted to get that.
Say that, yeah. I'm okay with either Aaron or Mary as the third. They both.
I know Mary has reached out
I mean, they both have.
Yeah. But, they both have advocated mm-hmm. for themselves. So.
I like Darren a lot.
Ryan County.
Yeah.
If no one has objection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Mary.
Okay. You want me again with that motion? Okay. I move to appoint Kenny, Ryan, and Mary.
Can I get a second?
Second, Mo.
All right. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes 7-0. Okay. All right. We are moving on to 11D, Public Art Advisory Committee. We have an art or design professional, one vacancy to fill a 3-year term, January 1st, 2026 through December 31st, 2028.
I had down Aaron Mosley because of his involvement in working with individuals with disabilities and the radical inclusion of bringing them into the art world, I think is an amazing perspective to have with, and through that program that he works with. I don't know him personally, but I've seen a lot of the work that organization has done to lots of individuals served there. So it's, I think that's a great choice.
I would agree.
And there has to be one professional and one at-large, correct?
You can appoint an art or design professional for the at-large. The bylaws say of the 7 appointees, at least 3 need to be an art or design professional, but you could have more.
But just my question is, the gentleman sounds great. Does he qualify as a pro?
They both do.
Oh, they both do. Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, then cool.
I remember actually him coming up once before and for whatever reason, but I remember nominating him before. I remember his application. I'm all for it.
They both sound good to me.
She sounds amazing as well. Mm-hmm. I think they would be tremendous assets for the commission.
Do we need 2 separate?
So we'll need one to be appointed at large. Should we identify them?
You could. That way we have to track it too. Should people fall off, sure. And we need to keep track of the 3 who are
sure.
in that position.
I think this is fine.
Just arbitrary, but let's do Aaron as the professional and Susan as the at-large.
I will second that motion.
Just because someone needed to say something.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I think the rationale is Aaron was, his name came out first.
There you go.
All right.
And you put that motion.
Yes. All right. So that we have a motion on the floor by Councilor Burgess. Anybody want a second?
Second. Mo. Oh,
whoever. Seconded by Mo. He gave his name. All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes 7-0. 11E, Senior Center Commission, 2 vacancies to fill 3-year terms, January 1st, 2026 through December 31st, 2028. And we have 2.
Yep. 2 for
both
2.
Both looked wonderful.
2 for 2.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, they both. Yes, I agree. They both look good mm-hmm. in addition to being the 2.
All right. Could I get a motion to appoint Emily and John to the Senior Center Commission?
I move that Emily and John get appointed to the Senior Center Commission.
Second. Alter.
Okay.
Moved by Mo, seconded by Alter. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes 7-0. Item 12, announcements of vacancies previous. The boards, commissions, and committee applications can be found at the following. At our website and is all listed in our agenda. 12A is announcements of vacancies previous. Airport Zoning Board of Adjustment, 1 vacancy to fill a 5-year term. Airport Zoning Board of Adjustment, 1 vacancy to fill a 5-year term. Board of Adjustment, 1 vacancy to fill a 5-year term. Board of Appeals, 1 vacancy to fill for a licensed electrician to fill a 5-year term. Board of Appeals, 1 vacancy for a HVAC professional to fill an expired term. Historic Preservation Commission, 1 vacancy for Brown Street representative to fill a 3-year term. Historic Preservation Commission, 1 vacancy for Jefferson Street to fill a 3-year term. Historic Preservation Commission, 1 vacancy for Lundell Avenue to fill a 3-year term. Vacancies will remain open until filled. We're at item number 13, City Council information.
There's an election tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah. Go vote. Polls are open until 8.
Yes.
You realize that.
No one told me.
Yes.
Is that true? Yes.
Any other announcements? We're going to move on to item number 14, reports on items from city staff, city manager's office.
Yes, real quickly, over the last week or so, I think every one of you have made a call or inquiry into me about the impending, or the what is now no longer pending, loss of SNAP benefits and what the city can do to assist. So I think it's going to certainly be an evolving conversation, but to get started, I'm really proud of our team that put together a food drive that was just announced this afternoon. So beginning tomorrow, we'll have drop-off locations where individuals can make donations of non-perishable foods at city facilities. Again, 10 different facilities spread across the entire city. At those locations, there will also be opportunities to make financial donations through a QR code on those donation bins. And then we will also do a couple of different food drive events in the coming weeks. So we'll have three different food drives at local grocery stores, including the North Dodge Hy-Vee, First Avenue Hy-Vee, and Mormon Trek Fairway. And then we're going to do some neighborhood-based events, too, and we'll have three pop-up food drives on November 17th, 18th, and 19th at Happy Hollow, James Allen McPherson, and Weatherby Parks. So that information was just released publicly a few hours before your meeting started. Feel free to grab that information and share it out, and we'll do what we can to help support the local food bank at Community Crisis Services and Food Bank.
Thank you, and thank you to... Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
And thank you to city staff that worked on this. I think you maybe had mentioned to me that Tashaylin was instrumental in this, so shout out to her for her efforts on organizing all this.
I guess this is like the drive where people bring the food, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I just want to encourage the public not to rely on only canned food, because a lot of low-income and immigrants, they don't eat canned food, and I encourage them to bring something like flour, flour and oil and like dry lentils and, dry beans, those with rice, those kind of things, not only just like canned food, because immigrants do not eat canned food. Still, you can bring canned food for the people who like canned food. But, as I know here, is almost 70% of the low income in this community are immigrants and refugees. So bring variety of food.
Does that also include, infant needs, like diapers and formula? Mm-hmm. Is that
correct? Yes.
Same thing. Yep. I will in the plug for that. It's expensive, but also the sort of generic stuff, it's not very good for babies. So if people can afford it, get the better stuff, get a variety of it, and it's going to be desperation time. So if you can, formula and diapers as well.
Yes, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Great. City attorneys?
Nothing for me, thank you.
All right. City clerk?
No.
All right. Item number 15, can I get a motion to adjourn, please?
So move, Saleh.
Second, Alter.
All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? We are adjourned.